It's Thursday, February 9th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Integrating siloed apps and data, the biggest digital transformation challenge for businesses. And vendor moves in the channel. ScalePad acquires Cognition 360, Acronis updates their partner program, and more. This is the Business of Tech. So let's look at how digital tools are used in business. A quote from Tech Republic. A survey by Salesforce's MuleSoft division shows that trying to achieve transformation by scooping up applications might not get you there if the strategy doesn't include application programming interfaces, automation, and other methods to integrate them. Based on responses to a survey conducted in October and November of 2022, businesses increased the number of applications they use by 10% in the 12 months prior to over 1,060 on average. However, fewer than one-third of those applications were integrated, creating data silos, rising costs, duplicated work, productivity bottlenecks, and disconnected experiences, according to MuleSoft. 36% of those surveyed, all of whom work at an organization with at least 1,000 employees and hold at least a managerial position in an IT department, said integrating siloed apps and data was the biggest challenge to digital transformation. Putting that in context, Forrester released a new report on IT spending. Enterprise IT spending in the U.S. will increase in 2023, but the growth rate will slow to 5.4%, down from 7.4% in 2022. Software is the primary driver of tech spending growth, increasing by 8.3% this year, the report said, to 42% of total tech spend, up from 34% last year. Why do we care? Don't be thrown off by the size of the customers surveyed here. Instead, focus on the problem. Too many applications which aren't pulled together to create a coherent whole. This is a common problem, and probably will worsen with increased software spend. I'm always amused by how much time providers spend worrying about hardware programs when the money is clearly in software. Beyond that, the real money is in those integration services, and the biggest challenge is code for highest value services. Let's do some channel vendor stuff. ScalePad has purchased managed services business intelligence vendor Cognition 360. No terms of the deal were disclosed. Cognition 360's solution helps MSPs compare themselves to best practice benchmarks in areas ranging from the agreement and customer profitability to technician efficiency and service delivery, by using machine learning, predictive AI, and anonymous data from some 100 million ConnectWise PSA tickets. PA AI Desk, which I mentioned when they launched, has been added by ThreatLocker to its list of trusted applications. Acronis has updated its partner program with new advanced PAX promotion to pilot services such as advanced security, management, email security, disaster recovery, and data loss protection, and reimburse the costs for the initial 6 months of offering. Acronis has also introduced the Competitive Displacement Program. It helps MSPs to migrate their clients to Acronis CyberProtect Cloud with a 100% rebate on Acronis usage until the end of the remaining contract with their current vendor. I spotted a new player in the SaaS management space, HYCU, H-Y-C-U, a product designed to help SaaS vendors integrate backup into their products. It's a low-code offering that allows quick integration into a SaaS product. And finally, in vendor moves, Microsoft had provided more information on a Windows update designed to help identify how many PCs are running old versions of Office 2013, 2010, and 2007. The update comes ahead of the end of support for Office 2013, which arrives on April 11th. Microsoft is also retiring Microsoft Teams Free Classic and encouraging moves to Microsoft Teams Essentials for $4 per user a month. There will, confusingly, be a Microsoft Teams Free. Why do we care? If I squint a lot, ScalePad is building a data analytics operation. Their products are observation ones, from warranty data to backups to ticket flow. So that's why we care. Pia has shown up a lot in my feed lately, and it's an AI play too. We'll see how much. Acronis is the dark horse fourth platform for MSPs, and they're leaning into taking market share. That's why we care. I will also add a bit of snark. When deal terms aren't disclosed, you should assume it's just a six-pack of beer. Why? Because often withholding the deal terms is a sign they're not what you think they are or what the vendor wants you to think. One's natural inclination is to assume it's a large number. Actually, assume it's very little. It changes your perspective on the acquisition. Does coordinating meetings and help desk calls frustrate you and your clients? Wouldn't it be easier if you could automate this process and it integrated with ConnectWise Manage or Autotask? TimeZest is scheduling automation that gives you control of your schedule and removes the frustration of calendar ping pong. As the only solution specifically designed for MSPs, it integrates within your PSA to schedule appointments right in your workflow. And the best part? You can try it for free. Visit timezest.com/MSP Radio and mention MSP Radio for 10% off your first year of TimeZest. Thanks for listening. Today, National Pizza Day, one I have to celebrate my favorite food. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.